O Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ the King Sunday is a day in which the church acknowledges the reign of Christ, but it also calls into question our own loyalties. Pope Pius XI established this festival in 1925 to push back against not just the rise of secularism in Europe, but also the concern in the rise of fascism. We are confronted in our lives with various allegiances, and we need to ask ourselves where Christ fits into all of this. Perhaps Reverend Bren Kramer His words ring true here in the state of both the church and our nation today. He says, quote, "When we Christians find that we are more passionate in our hatred of a political party than we are in our love for the marginalized and oppressed, that's when we discover we've allowed other voices to be louder in our lives than the still, small voice of Jesus." The still, small voice of Jesus, the one who said that he came into this world to testify to the truth, and everyone who belongs to the truth listens to his voice. As Jesus says to Pilate, his kingdom is not of this world. So the gospel then is a threat to this world, because the powers of this world call for our allegiance and devotion to them. They want our complete allegiance, which is why over the years some have tried to flagrantly persecute, oppress, and suppress the Christian faith, even to this day in parts of the world. Others have tried to co-opt it, to dilute it, and even to corrupt the message of the gospel and the kingdom of God it proclaims by linking it to nationalism. In this trial setting that we see in John's gospel, Jesus is being interrogated by Pilate, which is an image that should really give us a sense of awe. The king, ruler, and judge of the universe is being judged. And we know that Jesus is innocent. And we know that this innocent person in custody will be sentenced to death. So Jesus, as an innocent victim, is confronting the powers of this world and empire, the powers of this world and empire that is threatened by him. Now, we would expect the king of this world to have some sort of military campaign for the kingdom to reign supreme, but the kingdom that Jesus speaks of is a different kind of kingdom. It will not be ushered in with hate and violence, but with love and peace. We look at this scene from John's gospel and we see the power of the world represented by Pilate, and we see the peace of God represented by Jesus. Now, because we know how the story ends, we want to be on the side of Jesus. But every day, we are tempted to be on the side of the powers of this world as opposed to receiving the peace that comes from God. And part of that is the reasons why our allegiances are pulled away from Christ is because we want to fit in, we want to belong. And that's how the voice of Jesus gets drowned out. And you and I know all too well that there can be a steep price to belonging. We might be tempted to sacrifice who we are. We might be tempted to sacrifice what we believe to meet the requirements of belonging in this world. There are certain spoken and unspoken requirements in our society that we must abide to in order to fully belong. Now, I'm not saying assimilation is inherently a bad thing, even though I favor an image of mosaic over a melting pot when it comes to embracing various cultures and traditions people bring into this country. But there are times where I felt bad for my father. As most of you know, he was from Thailand. And I felt in many ways he worked very hard to assimilate. And it would come at a cost in the end. And it didn't always guarantee that he fit in or belonged. And I believe many of us can relate to that. A time in which we try too much to give of ourselves in order to fit in, as opposed to being who God created and made you to be in this world. What's so seductive about the secular and political forces and voices in this world is that they tap into the void in our lives. They offer us a sense of meaning and belonging. But I fear that the voices that say, you belong here, come at the expense of hate and division of someone else. And quite frankly, that is a spirit of evil. When we see hate, an evidence of hate is something that causes division, as opposed to love that brings people in, that includes. Many have shared with me how in our current climate, how friendships and family relationships have been fractured or strained because of the voices that say you belong also tell you who doesn't belong. The witness of the church is to proclaim that you belong to Christ, yet sometimes that still, small voice of Jesus falls on deaf ears due to our sin and brokenness. Is Christ the center of our lives? Or is it at the margin of our lives? That's the question that we are confronted with here. For Jesus says to Pilate, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. So perhaps we really need to sit with this scene from John's gospel and see Christ who went to the margins for our sake so that the center of our life and what grounds us would be the living God. For Christ emptying himself out for our sake, going so low, Jesus is showing all of us a new way to live and operate in this world. It's not just the truth of knowing of our belonging to God now and forever. It's also open to us a way, a new way of living. This king that we have in Jesus invites us to live as opposed to hate, violence, and division. So if the voices we hear in this world are telling us who belongs and who doesn't, that does not come from God. Because Jesus healed lepers. Jesus engaged a Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus used Samaritans, a group who were despised, to be an example of what it means to be a good neighbor. Jesus welcomed children, a neglected group in his society. Jesus ministered to the sick, the poor, and the outcasts who were considered beyond redemption. Do you see a difference? Can you hear the still, small voice of Jesus? That is our witness and ministry in this world. And if we take Christ as King seriously, then we're not going to allow the loud voices in our world to take our passion away from sharing the love of Jesus in this world. It means being able to handle diversity of people, diversity of opinions, thoughts, while also being grounded in the objective truth that Jesus is King and Lord of our lives and the world. Loving people who are different, loving people who think differently, is not watering down the truth. You know what it is? It's hearing the still small voice of Jesus that says, love one another as I have loved you. Listen to the still small voice of Jesus that said at your baptism, you are my beloved. Listen to the still small voice of Jesus that says at confession, your sins are forgiven. Listen to the still small voice of Jesus when you receive the sacrament of Holy Communion. This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you. Listen to the still small voice of Jesus that sends you and me, servants of our Lord and King, into this world to share the love of Jesus and to be ministers of reconciliation in a divided world. May we embody those words, thy kingdom come. For as servants of the King, we share the very grace, love, and hope that we have received from God. That there is room for everyone in this kingdom. That we're not afraid to speak truth to power, because it's the way of God's kingdom that governs our lives and that gives us a place to belong now and forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.